Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and it looks like Disney has done it again. They're once again proving the age-old adage, get woke, go broke. Executives over at Marvel Studios, a subsidiary of Disney, are starting to panic over their new movie, The Marvels, the latest in an increasingly woke Marvels franchise. Of concern is the tickets pre-sales for the movie. They've been utterly disastrous. They are, as things currently stand, the ticket pre-sales, they are the worst ever since the pandemic. Apparently, there were some other tracking factors that showed that the nearly $300 million film was going to underperform with moviegoers, but with the latest pre-sale tickets disaster, it looks like the film may turn out to be more of a box office bomb than anyone could have ever imagined in their worst nightmares. And it's put Disney executives in a total panic mode. If you don't know, Disney's movie streak of late has been pretty much a disaster. Disney lost $900 million on their latest 8 releases. Disney's lost nearly $1 billion in their last 8 films, right? They've recently implemented a third round of mass layoffs, cutting upwards of 7,000 jobs. Disney's share prices plummeted by over 50% over the past 2 years. A number of its recent films failed to achieve profitability. Their streaming service, Disney Plus, has been a disaster. It's lost billions, I think upwards of about $4 billion because they can't come up with any good programming. It's all too woke. Their acquisition of the Star Wars franchise has been a disaster. Their standalone film, Solo, was the first Star Wars feature to ever lose money. Right? There's even rumors that Disney's contemplating selling the Star Wars brand, which would have been unimaginable just a few years ago. But the latest is probably the most cringeworthy of all. You may have heard about this absurdly woke Snow White they were planning on releasing. Did you hear about that? The British Daily Mail published photos from the set of a live-action remake of the classic Snow White. Not only is Snow White Latina, but perhaps most shockingly, instead of the traditional 7 dwarves, the film was featuring, I kid you not, magical creatures in order to avoid reinforcing stereotypes. And so the Daily Mail published photographs of the companions occupying Snow White in the film, or accompanying Snow White on the film. And they were the quintessential diversity hires. I mean, we're talking gender, ethnicity, height. Ironically, there's only one dwarf among them. And of course, these photos went viral, and the sheer mockery, the online ridicule these photos got was so bad that Disney officials originally came out and denied them. I kid you not. They claimed the photos were fake. They were so humiliated by the backlash that they claimed the photos were fake. But as more and more people probed, this is what makes the network society so wonderful, as more and more people probed, the more they found out that the pictures were in fact authentic, that the actors and actresses depicted were indeed in the midst of this disastrous production. They went to their LinkedIn files and the like. And so Disney, with eggs splattered all over their face, had to admit that the photos were indeed real. And the best they could come up with covering up that blatant lie was, well, the photos weren't official. The photos weren't official. Needless to say, the backlash was so bad, they have officially shelved the film. They just announced that a few days back. They're going back to the drawing board, and they're redoing the movie, getting rid of all the wokeness because of the ridicule that was so utterly merciless. But maybe it's because they're seeing how thoroughly non-woke movies are absolutely crushing it in the box office. Wait until you see this, gang. But first,
I'll be back.
That's right, gang. He's back. It's time to show our support and celebrate the great return by clicking on the link below and getting your very own Trumpinator 2024 bobblehead in preparation for Donald Trump's glorious reascendance to the United States presidency. This collectible bobblehead from Proud Patriots is made with the highest quality material and really is a must-have for any Trump fan who wants to send some positive energy towards what's shaping up to be the most glorious political comeback in history. Now, don't wait. There are just a limited number of these collectibles, and you don't want to be caught paying way more later on eBay from someone who bought one now. So whatever you do, don't wait. Click on that link below right now. Show your support for Trump 2024 today. As wokeness continues to crush Disney and much of the rest of Hollywood, non-woke films are surging in popularity. A fascinating study by the organization Movie Guide found that conservative films, films with pro-faith, family, freedom themes, consistently outperform more woke liberal films at the box office. Now, what's so interesting here is that this was actually a very, very substantial study. It looked at the box office returns from nearly 5,000 movies released over the last 17 years. 5,000 movies, 17 years. And they found in both the United States and Canada, movies that celebrate faith, family, and freedom have actually surged both in production and in reception throughout the near two-decade period. Since 1999, the number of conservative movies made has actually increased by over 200%. You wouldn't know that, of course, if you only followed the woke legacy media. They don't care about such movies. But pro-conservative films not only are being made more, but they're also making more money. So, for example, in the year 2015, pro-conservative films made nearly $10 billion in ticket sales, whereas woke progressive movies didn't even break $1 billion in revenue. So in that year alone, conservative movies beat woke movies by nearly 10 to 1 at the box office. And so if this study is right, we shouldn't be surprised in the least to see a massive backlash at the box office over these woke farces like the latest Marvel movies or that ridiculous Snow White or pretty much anything that Disney produces nowadays. The future is conservative, not progressive. The future is conservative. The question is simple. How many more Hollywood projects are going to go bankrupt before they learn their lesson? Are you ready to join the resistance? Because I'm leading a group of dedicated, courageous patriots who can lead a spearhead into the heart of the secular globalist establishment. We punish Bud Light and Target, driven CNN and the legacy media to near bankruptcy, forced BlackRock to backtrack on ESG, and now we're seeing our conservative-dominated Supreme Court ending affirmative action and protecting religious liberty. In my Insiders Club, I show you concrete steps to take locally and online that will only keep this mass uprising going until the battle is won. Don't wait. Click the link in my description below and join my Courageous Patriots Insiders Club today.